Brian and Tricia. We are Quixie 98.3, quarter past six. So in the last 24 hours, the weirdness has gotten weirder.
Really?
I was just in a weird mood yesterday, just kind of in a funk. You had your gum work done. And I got up in the middle of the night, and there was a message on my phone. I looked at it. It was from my wife, who is in my house and sleeps in the same bed. And I was like, that's weird. She sent me a message. Maybe it's a reminder about something. I couldn't think of what it would be. Popped open the message. She said, read this. This is funny. And there's this long thread where she explains that she was sitting in the living room and all of a sudden heard this noise.
Oh.
She got up. She looked around. And she discovered the washing machine was on. Well, okay.
What?
Washing machine. I mean, we wash clothes. Except for I'd been in bed forever, and you ain't going to get those kids to do laundry. And she knew she hadn't started it.
So it just started on its own?
With the lid open.
Oh.
No clothes in it. No buttons pushed. Sitting all by itself, it turned itself on.
What in the world?
Evidently, this particular make and model has a glitch in it. And it's fairly well known on the internet when you research it that this thing just comes on its own.
How long have you had it?
I don't know. Probably 3 years.
Okay,
maybe,
but this is the first time this has happened.
It has acted weird.
Okay.
Like, okay, 4 days ago, it would not drain the clothes.
Oh.
Like, it would go into the rinse and spin cycle, and you'd take them out, and they literally would be absolutely soaking wet like you had dunked everything in a bucket of water.
So it was telling you, I've got some issues.
And I just wasn't listening.
Well, I mean, sometimes you just need to be reminded.
Well, I researched that, and it said unplug it. Plug it back in, and that sort of resets the brain on this thing.
Okay.
And it's not a super expensive washer, but it is one of those high-efficiency washers, and you got to use the better soap and all that stuff. Anyway, so I guess when I finally get out of here later today, I'm going to be dealing with a washing machine. Now, here's the secret. In college, I worked for a guy who owned a laundromat, and I got really good at repairing washing machines.
Well, that's a good thing.
Except for that was 30 years ago, and washing machines are not the same as they were back then.
They are not, but we have YouTube, and you can watch videos.
Between YouTube and hitting myself with a hammer and, the dog trying to sniff me and help me while this is on, I think maybe we'll get it straightened out today.
I hope so. Good luck.